it's going to be controversial or not, and it's going to be drama or not, but I feel like, but the drama love me.
Let me tell you this podcast.
Hello, everyone. It's been a long time that I haven't done the podcast. It's like 2 months or 3 months already. So, first of all, welcome to Let Me Tell You This podcast. So, today video and not video, podcast, should be listening. Anyway, we got a guest from Singapore.
Woohoo!
The lady from Singapore. Welcome, Bish.
Woohoo! Thanks, Bish.
Yeah, introduce yourself now.
My name is Surina. You can call me.
It's like Thai name.
Oh.
Surina is like Thai name, yeah.
When you say it in Thai, it sounds weird.
It should be Surina, something like that.
Surina.
Surina, yeah. But anyway, just call it what you want, yeah.
Yeah, you can call me what you want.
So I'll call you Surina then.
You can call me, yeah, you can call me Surina. I wanted to make a joke, but then you can call me Tila.
Yeah. So guys, as I mentioned every single fucking episode, that these are only us opinions. This is only my opinion. And I only want voice in a million. But you didn't take that from me. So just be respect, okay? I might sound stupid sometime. One thing you can do is educate us. Do not just boycott arm. No, don't do that. We don't do boycott here. Get it? So what do you think about that? Do you have anything to say before we're gonna say some shit and people gonna freak out and like, oh my God, I'm said this, I'm said that, you know? I'm tired of getting canceled. I'm tired of getting canceled. Like, I got canceled like too many times, and people like, oh, I'm not canceling him anymore because
he got so many cancellations.
Yeah, I got so many cancels, Surina. By the way, I'm from Thailand. I think you know me already, but anyway, yeah.
I'm Surina from Singapore.
Yeah, the land of freedom. No.
The land of the fine land.
The good land.
Because no, the fine land.
The fine land.
Because we have so many fines.
And, you know, Bangkok is bigger than your country. This is something that... this is harassment. This is really bad. I shouldn't say that. I mean, yeah, but Bangkok bigger than Singapore. So even though Bangkok is so small, but yeah. Anyway,
be careful, my president might be listening.
Oh my gosh, come on. I do know, like, Thai government fuck me every day, so I don't need any more government from another country to fuck me again, you know. It's like, jeez. So today video, I was like, you know, I have been thinking about, like, should I do this topic or not. I have been discussed with Surina, like, is that too sensitive, or is like, it's going to be controversial or not, and it's going to be drama or not, but I feel like, but the drama love me. So let's crack it. Let's do it, bitch. We're going to talk about...
controversial something.
you're supposed to say feminist.
Yeah.
We're going to be controversial for sure, but we're going to talk about feminist.
Feminism.
Feminism.
Yeah.
Feminism everywhere right now. I go everywhere. Feminism. Every woman. You know, like, okay, because I'm sure someone gonna talk shit about me. Like, you are a man. How dare you talk about feminist?
It's not related.
Yeah. Why I cannot talk about feminist? Because I want to criticize. I want to talk about it. I want to I'm here to learn and spread my opinions about this, because as a gay man, I need justice, I need fairness, I need everything equal, just like you. the feminist, the sisterhood, or whatever you call. Like, they have so many names. I have been studying all day today about feminism, and I was like,
trust me, he really did.
It's really interesting about feminists in around the world, because I read the feminists was begin on the 80s, right? Because at that time, women have nothing right to be like a man. Women cannot vote. Women cannot do, like, women have to stay in the home, cooking food, have baby, and die. That's all women need to do, you know? Then the movement have been, like, swept away and gone, and then come back again on the 90s. But they don't call themselves as a feminist. They call themselves, like, a woman power and stuff like that.
There's so many names over the years.
Yeah, so many names. So can you tell me a little bit about the situation feminism in Singapore?
Oh, I'm really thankful.
I love your breathing. Oh, Jesus.
I'm really thankful where I come from, right? The situation isn't very heavy, or it's not very strong in a sense like, what I do, I must consider woman, I must consider how other women think, and blah blah blah. Because I think our country isn't that heavily influenced by the Westerners.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I'm very glad. Mm-hmm. And I hope it stays that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So go ahead, sorry.
But stop interrupting me, bitch.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry.
But that being said, it might change over the years. Yeah. But what I know now, it isn't very like, if you're a feminist, it's okay. If you're not a feminist, it's okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I, to quote Taylor Swift, am not a feminist. I don't think problems or situations like boys versus girls. All of us are human.
Yeah.
Yes, we have gender role, but I don't understand what's with feminism protecting female stuff. You know?
Yeah.
Like I get that we women don't have many rights as a man, but if you stand on the man's point of view, they don't have a lot of opinions also on many things.
Men cannot cry. If you cry, you're going to be like weak. The weakest link, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then men must be strong. They must be the ones courting a girl or a guy, whatever. Yeah.
So they like to mention about like Joan of Arc or Mulan, you know, the hero, the woman, hero in the past. But that's only one woman. That's only one Mulan. But 10,000 of army is all a guys. It's all the guys, you know. It's kind of, I think, beyond than that. I think beyond than like gender. I don't care about, I don't know how should I call myself as a feminist. Like the guys, I'm a guy. Can I call myself as a feminist?
Yeah, why not?
Right. But if, you know.
No, wait. You can call yourself a feminist if you stand on, if you're not my team.
Yeah, I kind of like, so feminists, they want the right like a man, which is almost most of the country can do that, except like Muslim country, you know. Because Muslim countries, some country, women cannot drive. Shame on them. So anyway.
What country is that?
I cannot say the name.
Let's be controversial.
So
go big or go home.
Because of the religion, you know, like women, even women cannot take a picture or do the selfie or do the TikTok and stuff like that. And I'm so I feel like I don't know what to say because those women, some women claim themselves like she is the feminist, like she have the right to wear hijab and stuff like that, which is, I get that you should wear whatever you want, but if you go to the airport and they want you to take it off just to security, what do you think about this?
Wow, it's another deep conversation that I love talking about.
No, because like I just don't understand. Wait, I try to understand about, okay, the religion. This is the religion, so we should respect. And that woman called themselves, this is my right. I'm the feminist. So why don't you accept my right, which is I'm not going to take off the hijab and stuff.
If you don't want to take it off, then get away. Go away. Don't travel.
Stay home. Yeah. And I kind of like, you know, because like I saw the situation in the UK, which is like some company, they not allow people to wear hijab because when they go to the building, they need to go to security and they want face to face when they're meeting and stuff like that. But some of them are just only eyes and they said like, this is our right. This is, we are feminists. You can do this to us. And I just like, I respect their right. I respect their choice. But at the same time, they should respect the company. They should They should respect the policy and stuff like that. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but
okay, before anyone comes at me, Singapore is made of many religion and culture and races, right? So I'm partially Malay. My mom is a Malay. Yeah. But we're not Muslim.
Food.
That's different.
Okay, sorry. Okay, go ahead.
I miss eating nasi lemak. Do you know what else that?
I like to eat when I go with Asia. But go back to topic about feminism. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Let's talk about this.
And then, okay, so what I know about the religion, like if you really want to follow the rules and the regulations, right, and everything and all the shit, right? By right, woman cannot work. And then woman cannot, woman must stay at home, blah, blah, blah. And if you just want to talk about, removing hijab is, your hijab is wrong. But then why are you out and about working? Why are you not staying at home? Why are you not serving your husband only? And why are you working and why are you not cooking?
Yeah.
You cannot. Let's say, you know, Christian law, Christianity have 10 laws, right? That the Catholic have to follow and all. Is it 10? 10 laws, okay? You cannot just pick one at your convenience and then keep that one and then break another 9. That's wrong. You sin one, you sin all. That's what the Old Testament of Christianity and the current Catholic and I think Muslim also believe. Yeah. You cannot just, I eat halal food, but I drink smoke. What's the point?
Yeah.
And I commit I smoke, drink, but I fast and I pray. That it doesn't make sense. Even if for women like you think dirty thoughts or you think or you bitch about people, that's also sinning. It doesn't matter whether you want to take off your hijab or not. It's not whether the government, if you think of it bigger, would want to put your countries at harm just because you don't want to wear, just because you want to wear a hijab? You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Like, okay, like example, I'm a god, right? Well, I'm god.
Yeah.
And then my one of this lady is my follower, and she wears a hijab. But she doesn't want to take off her hijab. But then let's say another person pretending to be a woman wears hijab and carries a bomb. Yeah. And then would I be angry because and the country is doing all this for safety reasons, right? Would I be angry at you for following the rules, for disobeying the rule of taking off your hijab for security reasons? Or would I be angry that you follow? Ngong pa? I'm not
because it's makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that. Because I think it's very hard to stay in those countries that controlled by the religion laws and stuff like that.
It's not only about the religion. And I observe that only white Muslims or Muslims outside of Southeast Asia tend to really try to follow the rules.
Like very aggressive one.
Yeah, but then they break some.
Mm-hmm.
I've had friends who converted their whites, right? They converted to Muslim, but then they smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wear there was once we were hanging out and my friend actually smoked in front of the mosque wearing a hijab.
So, yeah, you know, it's like I feel like the more conservative, yeah.
Mm.
The more you conservative, the more you try to break the rules, you know? You know what I mean? It's like I saw many, many friends because I grew up in the south of Thailand, which is like my home. It's like 17 kilometers from the border Malaysia. So yeah, I quite very really don't get it about the right about the women right of feminists and stuff like that. So so women right and feminists is the same thing, do you think?
To a certain extent. Like women rights, yes, I know. I also want women rights, but I don't go like, for example, let's take dating for example. If I believe in gender equality, I believe that I can chase after the guy as well. I can propose to the guy, and I can take the initiative to like chase after the guy. Or like, you know, like say I love you to the guy. I don't have to wait. I don't have to passively wait for the guy to chase after me or to tell me that he loves me and all. What if he doesn't? Then I will end up waiting until I'm 80 years old. Yeah, so like this is what I call feminism, the feminist extremists. Like they are very like, guys have to do this first, guys have to do that first. But then I also demand I also demand women's rights. I think that's the definition of feminism. Before anyone comes at me, okay, my IG is get into my pocket, you can come at me.
Just chase her. Yeah.
But come at me softly.
You know, I kind of agree with the feminist movement around 2018,
2019. When
the Me Too movement, like we're not gonna let the guys harass them anymore. That happening in Fox News, in Hollywood and stuff like that. And I kind of like it. I kind of very cool that women stand up for yourself and then like, I don't have to wait for the guy to propose me. If I love you, I'm gonna propose you and I'm gonna buy you a ring. And that's the normal thing that feminists should think like that for me. But now I feel like feminists treat themselves as a very special person. Like I need a lady park. I need a lady seat. And I was like, I thought you guys weren't equal.
Yeah, exactly. I sometimes I don't get what is it with women. Like, no wonder guys keep saying women are hard to understand. I also find it hard to understand us sometimes. Like take this for example. Like, you demand so much, but then in the end you bark about gender equality. So where's the equality?
Yeah, like one of my friends, she is very feminist, and she was like, the first meal of Asuketo, he want to split 50-50. And I was like, that is a normal thing you should do. Like, why you complain? It's okay, so you don't want equal. You just want a guy to do everything that you want. I have a hard time calling those lady as a feminist because it's not feminist for me. Feminist is need equal. It's about support each other. Like no matter sexuality and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just be human. And we get that you pregnant and stuff like that. You know, we understand that you need to stay in the house for 6 months and stuff like that. We get that because we don't have to. I mean, like the guys don't have to do that. But but the feminists now today is just too much.
Yeah, if you want to complain about the hairiness of being pregnant, or you want to complain about the struggles of having to stay at home, being pregnant, then don't get pregnant.
Yeah.
If you want
to use condom, Jesus. Or birth control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's not like it takes two hands to clap. You don't get pregnant just by sleeping by yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If you and your husband already plan to have a baby, just you have to accept the downside of being pregnant. If you don't want to go through all that pain and all the psychological hormones changing or blah blah blah, then adopt. It's really very simple.
Yeah. People like to make things complicated nowadays after the pandemic. Or during the pandemic, I think we have too much time. We have too much time to create their own things. And I'm support women right. I support that women need to be just human like us and need to be voted. It can be some special case that women need to have, like, for example, like the pregnant thing and stuff. But you better work, bitch. You know what I mean? Like, why the guy have to pull your chair for the dinner every time? Like, can you do for the man too, you know?
Yeah, and if you are that kind of person, like, guys should do this, guys should do that, then do not say you are a feminist. Or do not say you want woman gender equality or whatever, because that's just discounting whatever the girls are fighting for in the past, because that's not true. You are just ruining their plans to have a better world for the woman. Woman rights are supposed to be like the same amount of success in jobs, or like the better pay. Like, if a guy in my work, in my office is getting 8,000 one month, bitch, I better get 8,000 a month with the same workload. Yeah,
I support that equal right 100%, like 1000%,
yeah,
person, but that we just don't understand, like nowadays, like feminist is just too much.
but if the guy is getting 8,000 and doing much more, and you don't want to do much the extra because of family and stuff, then don't complain you are earning lesser, because of course.
Yeah.
I mean, I always believe that a house can do without the father, but cannot do without the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think that's why like employers do see that, if a mother has to knock off like at 6 p.m. every day to spend time with the family, blah, blah, blah. But a man can work overtime like until 10, 11 because, father mm-hmm. is secondary.
Right. Exactly. So about I'm support like women prime minister, women government, stuff like that. I have no problem with that at all. I think it's a good thing. But sometimes women down, like those feminists are try to bring the man down by bring the your right down. For example, like they feel like this guy are really bad. And the thing that she or this lady that call themselves as feminist, they just give the guys, those guys, a skirt, kapong, like to represent you are a woman. And I was like, but you are a woman, and why you give this to him? Because, or like, when you have the period, what do you want to, what you going to use? What is the word?
Pet, menstrual pet.
Yeah. She, those lady gave that to the men, and then see. And I feel like that doesn't help. That's not helping the situation better.
Why are we blaming the guys? Why are we blaming the men for things that doesn't happen because of them?
Yeah.
Like, they didn't make us, they men that didn't make us menstrual pay, men, it's something biological. It doesn't happen because of men.
Mm-hmm.
We menstruate because we menstruate. It's natural, it's biological. But if a guy doesn't understand and make fun of us because we complain of the pain, we complain about the pain and all, then yeah, then that guy deserves to be stoned to death.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't understand. And same for being pregnant. If your husband isn't understanding towards you because you're pregnant and stuff like that, then yeah, that guy is a jerk. But what I'm saying is, don't complain about one thing or expecting another thing. Like, let's say if I'm a feminist, like the extreme feminist, I'm holier than all men. I'm very good at it. I'm better than all men. Blah 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 like that, right? But I'm pregnant, and I'm pregnant. I don't expect myself to complain. Because my mindset is I'm stronger than all men. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I'm equal than all men. And if men can do this, I can, so can I.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, and we all have that perception that it's physically strong, right? Mm-hmm. So a 3.5 kg baby or whatever baby is nothing to a guy carrying. Yeah. Mm.
Right. So, yes. Yeah, right now, feminists now, today, as I mentioned, I don't understand the whole situation. About, like, for example, like, they talk to the guy, like, be the woman. And the guy should feel bad about that because they are so delicate and stuff. And I was like, that is not the word that you should curse people, you know? Like, you are such a woman. I was like, That's not the right thing to say because you are a woman.
Why are you bringing? Why are you using that as a curse word? Why are you using that as a curse word if you are striving for woman equality?
Yeah.
Unless it's in a different context. Like, if I can do this, surely you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, I think it's also wrong because, like, I don't know. It's so confusing. Feminism is so confusing.
Yeah. The one thing that I'm confusing too is about feminist and beauty pageant. Because all the beauty pageant, like every beauty pageant, they claim themselves like, I'm the feminist, I'm strong, I'm stronger than you, like blah blah blah. And I was like, what do you think about beauty pageant?
I'm okay, but I know some people are saying that, we are using girls to like, how do I put it, like, we are sexualizing girls and we are sexualizing girls, and like we are making them like a sex bomb or something.
Yeah, like I don't get the whole thing about the beauty pageant. I heard one song from Beyonce. It's called Pretty Hurt. So I cannot play for you, but I'm gonna read for you. But you know, I think Beyonce is overrated. I was like, she's not that good. I'm sorry, but it's gonna be, people gonna hate me because of this, you know?
Because
get canceled. Yeah, okay. So but this song, I love it so much. I love Beyonce, but it is just overrated. So the song is Pretty Hurt. She sang, Mama said you are pretty girl. What in your head? It doesn't matter. Blush your hair, fix your teeth. What you wear is all that matter. Just another stage. Paging the pain away. This time I'm gonna take the crown without falling down. Pretty hurt. We shine the light on whatever words. Perfection is the DC of the nation. Pretty hurt. Pretty hurt. Yeah. And when I heard that lyric, said, it's all about the look, the beauty pageant. Okay, you can pretend that we represent the women who are strong and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, they try to find the perfection from women, which is, I don't believe in perfection 100%. And those ladies have to, you know, brush your, like do the Botox and stuff like that. So they have like the sentence that she said, blonder hair, flat chest, TV says bigger is better. South Beach, sugar-free, Vogue said thinner is better. And there is one, they're like, in God, no doctor or pill can take the pain away. The pain inside and nobody frees you from your body. It's the soul that needs surgery. It's really deep. Like, there is no pill or something that inside your heart, like you get pain because you are in the beauty pageant. And if you not win, it mean it's hurt, you know, for the woman. I feel like they are getting hurt because of they're not being chosen, and I think it's not a healthy stuff for beauty. Thai people obsess about beauty pageant.
I had to sit through a 3-hour beauty pageant because my sister-in-law was watching it. And I don't understand at all.
Yeah, we're upset about that. And
something about beauty pageant, it's something funny is because beauty pageant is all about beauty, social standards, what the world defines as beauty, right? But who is society?
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you, who is the society? Isn't society us? Us as in humans, we are the society. So if society defines this kind of beauty standards, like thin is better, small face is better, or like, let's just say Koreans is the standard of beauty.
I'm tired about Korean. Like, the beauty standard in Korea are so high, and I feel so hurtful for some people in Korea. Like, they need to be that pretty. They need to do lots of surgery.
Let's not say Korean, let's say China, because China is the next.
China.
Boy.
Everywhere is the runway for China. Pause. Yeah.
Shall we talk about China in our next podcast?
Yeah. Please don't hate me, Chinese. I am Chinese. My mom is Chinese. Her name is Lian Si Sato. My mother name, Lian Si. And I was like, my dad is like a Burmese, I think. Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, I'm not even Thai. I can feel, you know, like stuff like that. But
wow, are you American?
I am a cunt. Sorry. But yeah, where are we right now? Talk about feminism.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
The beauty pageant.
Yeah.
When those competitors are said like, I'm beautiful, I'm a feminist, I'm support equal right, and I was like, that just doesn't make any sense for me. It's just like, what the hell? Yeah.
Joining a beauty pageant don't make you support equal rights or anything. Or like, some would even say, oh, what do you hope for if you become Miss Universe or something, world peace, blah blah blah. But if
always,
we're not gonna do
always world peace,
if you're not gonna do anything about it, how do you achieve world peace? It's easy for everyone to say, oh, I want world peace, but world peace just starts being kinder to the next person, to the person next to you. You imagine I say I want world peace, but then I bring the next person down, or I drive someone crazy.
Right. Because the competition is always bring other people down. That's why you be number one. You know? And I'm the person who hate to ranking. Because, you know, in Thailand, when I was young, they're gonna announce who is number one on top of the class, number two, number three. And if the class have 30 person, I'm 29 always. And I was the one who's like, Jesus, I'm 29, you know. But ended up I'm the most clever in my class. So
wow.
Yeah. So yeah. Do you have any bad experience with the feminist people? Like, they like to call them feminists.
I was going through dating apps, you know, and then I was talking to this guy. I actually really like this guy. So I did everything I could to like get his attention. I even asked him for his Telegram.
But oh, you a bitch. Okay, go ahead.
So according to feminism or women's right or whatever you wanna call it, I'm not supposed to do that. I'm supposed to wait for him to ask. Okay. But anyway, he rejected me and he said, let's continue talking on the app itself. So I said, fine, it's okay. I don't feel hurt or anything. I just feel like, oh, shock.
This is a real feminist. See, if you want to ask the guy for dinner, go ask.
Yeah.
Why you wait?
Yeah, like, what if the guy is waiting for you to? Okay. And speaking of this, we are not supposed to. Guys are not supposed to wait for the girls. Guys must take the initiative. Guys must do the action first. Guys must do this. Guys must say I love you. Guys must propose. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Gosh, how does it feel to be a guy?
You know, I forgot that we have male and female stuff. I don't really care. I just don't give a fuck about gender and stuff like that. I think love is need to include the feeling, you know, like it's a feeling, it's all feeling, it's not. And don't be so shocked when someone just say your pronunciation wrongly, you know, because it's right now it's become so sensitive. Like, what? I'm them, they are, you know, like, I was like, yeah, just, why don't you just ask me nicely? I can call you like they, them, you know, and just, yeah.
There are so many, okay, I'm just gonna say it. There are so many lame pronouns out there. To me, I don't care what you address yourself is or what you address yourself as. If your passport or your birth cert says you are male, you are he. If your birth cert or national ID says you are female, then you're a she. That's unless your passport or national ID says maybe you're a table. Okay, then I will pronounce you as a thing. Oh, that thing.
So, yeah, just sometimes, you know, just educate me. Is that not hard? Because all they do, they're just mad right away. Like, how dare you like she, you know? I'm not she. I'm not her. I'm they, them.
What exactly is they, them?
Yeah. Like, for example, if I said, oh, I just having sex with them.
Doesn't it mean more than one person?
Yeah. You know, it's like, oh, it's fine. You can be yourself. You can blah, blah, blah. But don't get too angry when people call you wrongly. I see like so aggressive sometimes. And it's make the world harder. I want to live peacefully. I want to live free and fine and happy, stuff like that. But now it's just so many rules, and you call yourself as a liberal, you call yourself as a feminist, you call yourself as a like demand for the freedom. But when I call yourself something, you hate it on me. What the fuck? You know?
Like, that's not freedom. Break. Freedom means if I want to call you a fridge, you are a fridge.
Yeah.
If I want to call you a table, you are a table. Okay.
Like, all we need to do is respect. Just respect. If someone wrong, educate them. If I'm wrong, educate me. I'm ready to learn, you know. Like, about the color things stuff in the USA too. Like, sometimes I was like, okay, you guys have been through really bad in the past. You, like, really poorly, like, you know. But we live in present.
Yeah, exactly.
In the future, we live for future. We make today better for the future. It's gonna be shit, whatever thing. But it's now every 4 fucking years they bring race to be the one that they gonna get election. You know, I was like, it's not about the color. It's not about the race. It's not about female or male or LGBTQ or like. So it's about humanity. It's about us as a person who is not better than you or like lower than you. We just are the same, you know. That's all I want.
Your blood isn't so special.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny because the Westerners are okay being racist to Asians, but when it comes to themselves, whoa,
Yeah.
That's a big no-no. I've seen so many examples until like, oh, like I lost all respect for a Westerners. I mean, okay, if you are my friend or I know you as someone, as a person introduced by someone or whatever, or I meet you in a workplace, I can be friends with you and I'll even like you and stuff like that. But as a whole, I have a very bad impression of Westerners. And I'm just gonna say, white is white, black is black.
Yeah. So
y'all call y'all call Asians yellow or brown or whatever.
Yellow. So it's like you one time is being controversial with Miley Cyrus doing like this.
Mm-mm.
And then every American, black, white, really upset. But I was in America at that time. But I feel okay. I didn't feel anything. I feel like she apologized, and I'm fine with that. But the people keep getting mad and bring this issue until now. I feel like, you're not Asian. You're white. I'm Asian. I'm supposed to be mad.
Think they are just using it. They are just using this as an excuse to cancel Miley that time.
Yeah.
They do it a lot. Like, especially, I was really listening to a lot of K-pop back then. Then, there's really a lot of non-Asians going all crazy because of something a non-Asian do to the Asians. But the Asians are okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like
we racist to each other.
let's talk about something close to home. Like something happened to a Thai celebrity or whatever.
Yeah.
The Thais themselves don't make noise.
Yeah.
Us make noise. Like, oh, yeah. How can you do this? How can you what? Oh, no, no, no. Blah, blah, blah. But the Thais are like, a lie.
Yeah, what the hell? What's wrong? I'm okay. You know, like, when they, like, I was like, I saw one lady was called, like, when she's in the US, people call her the COVID, you know, like, you are COVID. Mm-hmm. And she was feel okay. She doesn't care because she didn't, she are not the one who bring the COVID to US because she'd been there for the whole time, you know, and she have no flight to go back to China. And and then people getting drama about this. And she was like, I'm fine, guys, I'm okay. I don't fucking care. But white people are like, oh, we have to cancel him. And they harass him by getting to know his job and getting fired and stuff like that. And I was like,
that's so far.
Yeah, that's too far. And okay, just educate him that's something that he did is not right. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. But cancel and boycott is just too much right now. Like, I'm okay with you. Like, if you don't like A, B, C, D, I'm fine. But don't force me to don't like A, B, C, D like you, you know? Or for example, like, okay, about Harvey Weinstein, he produced very, like, many, many films. But I'm still watching right now. And it doesn't mean, like, I have to ban his work and stuff like that. I was like, I don't know him. Yeah. So
even goods or like online shopping as well. A friend knows that I shop from this particular website a lot because it's cheap and blah blah blah. But then I just realized how controversial the website was. But to me, like, then they were like, no, don't shop from that. It's they misuse blah 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 blah. They steal people's ideas, blah 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 blah. But I'm like, No, I don't care.
Yeah.
I've got nowhere to shop. My
Yeah.
size is limited. Leave me alone.
Just, you know, like people now today thought that they themselves are know everything. But sometimes you know nothing.
Yeah.
For example, some fans over there who think who you know better behind the scene. I was like,
I'm looking at you.
I know every fucking details.
Mm.
And you know nothing. And you claim yourself you know everything. I was like, okay. And if I say the truth, they get upset.
Yeah, and because they think that you are trying to bring that person down.
Yeah. Mm. And pathetic.
But okay. In all fairness, let me defend it's true. He knows everything, but it doesn't mean that he will tell even his closest friends everything also. Because he likes to protect people around him. Yeah.
Yeah, I get that because you know I'm a Britney Spears fan, so whatever she do is the right thing from me. And I'm empathetic too, but I'm okay with that. I mean, I'm allow yourself to be a crazy fan.
But don't be mean. Yeah.
Don't be mean to other, you know. Like people call Britney like lip syncing. I was like, yeah. She danced her ass off. She have to lip syncing. I mean, please, if she's not lip syncing, I'm afraid she's gonna die on the stage, to be honest. And yeah. And if you want to know the truth and ask me, just be prepared for my opinions. Because I always prepare for other opinions and I always respect like they can think different than me or whatever they're gonna think. I'm not gonna be like,
oh my God.
My gosh, how dare you think like that? You know, like yeah, just be chill, educate me. And stuff like that. So, if you
Amis really a very chill person. Like you can, like we haven't met in person, but talking to him really makes me laugh a lot.
Yeah, and I really think different. You know, like not different, but like I don't like I as I mentioned you earlier, I don't afraid about the ghosts. Like if the ghosts come up, I'm gonna have conversation with them. I was like, why are you haunting me? If you want to stay here, share the money. Jesus Christ, you know, and don't hide in the closet and stuff like that. It's not nice. It's very tiny place. So just come out and stay with me. I'm welcome the ghosts. You know, I was like, come on.
No, you gotta say in Thai. What if they are Thai ghosts? They don't understand English.
Pi cha, pi ma ka.
Ma ka, ma le.
Yeah, and when I said this to people, and they were like, don't say that. Don't say it. Oh my God, it's gonna be bad. I was like, okay. Yeah. And it's just sometimes it's about the energy around yourself, about like the chemical about yourself. Inside yourself, if you think that everyone is equal, everyone is just like me, you know, then the world will be a better place for me, I think.
Or like if you think others are better than you to a certain extent, it can also help make the world a better place. I'm not saying put yourself down,
yeah,
but if you think of others being of a slightly higher standard than you, then you will tend to show more respect.
Yeah.
You will tend to be nicer to that person.
Yeah. I think before you're going to call yourself as a feminist or as a like whatever you want to call, just respect yourself first. When you cook, enjoy your food. Just like, this is the best food, you know, like just be proud to yourself, because like most of the time it's not just people like are like doubt yourself, and then it's not good to become a P pity, you know. It's,
that's not good.
And it's not good to pretend to be strong. So feel you want to feel. Just like
just have a balance.
Yeah. Just try to be yourself. And if you have one message to the feminists out there nowadays, aggressive feminists or normal feminists, what do you want to say to them? It means it's none of your business, bitch. None of your business, bitch. This new bitch. I'm gonna get copyright or not. Yeah.
Just, it's good that you are standing up for women. It's good that you are standing up for yourself, for me, for whoever who is a woman by nature, or if they wanna be a woman, or if they are on the way of becoming a woman. But just don't do it in such a annoying way. Don't force your opinions on others. And just remain respectful. Like, it doesn't hurt to be hurt. And if I think that women are not that special, or I don't think that I, or it, or if I don't think that women deserve to have that much attention or anything, or like the world is okay as it is, don't come at me, because that's my opinion.
You can't force
me to think of a certain way like you just because you think you're right. So what happens if I'm right in the end? Do I go to your face and say, see, told you? I don't.
We agree to disagree, and all we need to be is respect, you know. And I think every religion also, as I mentioned earlier about like hijab and stuff like that, if you go somewhere, respect their culture and stuff. And if it's not right, not try to be mad and like need to change right now, you know, don't do that. Because some country like Vietnam, like some part of Vietnam, they eat dog, you know. And okay, because of, you know, like they eat dog for like 100 years, you cannot just jump in and then go like, stop eating dog, you know. Just like, here we have pork, here sausage, there is a beef, a very nice beef, you know. And educate them, that's all matter, you know, stuff like that. So...
And coming from a dog lover myself, if a person eat dogs, let them, unless they are your friend, you can tell them nicely, like, okay, if you eat dog, don't tell me. Or else you're just asking for it, right?
Yeah.
Because you already know how much I love dogs, how much I love animals. And if you come and tell me, oh, I had dog yesterday, you're just asking for it.
If he is my friend, if you like, come sit next to me, you know, chicken is a good food. Dog, we treat dog like our family. It's like a baby. I call my dog baby. I don't call chicken baby, you know. Because stuff like that, and please tell your family stop eating dog. Even in Thailand, some part of Thailand like still eat dog.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, I have this fear of going China, actually, because they eat dogs, right? And there's a saying that there's a famous saying "挂羊头卖狗肉," which means the store owner hangs dog meat, hangs lamb or chicken or whatever, but then they actually serve you a dog meat, which the saying is, it means like I tell you my product is superior, but it's actually inferior product. That's something about it. Knowing that, right, I have this fear of going to China.
I accidentally eat dog once.
Oh my god.
Yeah. In South Korea.
What? What did Sonia say?
I feel so bad. When I came home, I was like, I don't want to see Sonia. You know, I was like, I try not to look at her eyes because I did not, because my ex-boyfriend is, he's South Korean. And then
Ooh.
We went to like his small town, and then we have dinner with his family, and then his family brings some meat, and I didn't know at that time. I just grab and eat, and he was like, no, that's dog. I was like, you have dog as well, you know? His family own like two dogs, and I was like, please don't eat this dog, okay? If they die, just go like put them under the ground. Don't eat them. So anyway, feminists is a good thing. I very support woman right, and I support human right. Every right is equal. So there is nothing about gender for me. It's about human. And
we are not in primary school, we are not in secondary school where we have to have gender for everything.
Yeah. And then if you guys disagree, I love disagree. I love if you guys want to debate on the comment section, please do, you know, or just you can do whatever you want to bring me down, you know, because I won't. Bish. That's why people hate me, see? That's the reason. I was like, okay.
People hate you for being different. People hate you for being liberal. He's the true liberal. He's the true freedom to speak.
Yeah, I was, because you know, like 10 years ago, people talk about like the don't talk bad about the king. And I was like, no, we can do that. And now in Thailand, we freely talk about the king. And I was like, I did that 10 years ago. Now I'm beyond that. I was like, go far from it. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you for joining. Let me tell you this podcast. So remind you one more time. These are just only us opinions, both of us. Mm. We can be wrong.
Nope, I'm always right. I'm a female, remember?
Educate us. Don't harass. Or like ban. Oh, okay. Don't forget to watch
To the World Ends.
Call it what you want. To Moon to Dawn to Moon. Okay. And Present Perfect, Present Still Perfect. You know.
And my favorite, Call It What You Want, and Call It What You Want Too.
Yeah, it's really tough.
But
anyway, just leave us comment what you think about our conversation today. You know, feminist is not, being a feminist is not wrong, but being feminist who a bitch is not wrong as well. But being feminist who is a cunt, that's wrong. Okay, thank you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you, Serena. And I hopefully gonna talk soon. What's next topic? If you want us to talking about whatever things, just put down the comment and then let us know what topic you want to discuss. We have been discussing about vegetarian, about BL, actor and stuff. There's just many, 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 many more for us to discuss. And please, if you guys come after me, like, speak English better before you talk. I'm Thai, motherfucker.
I will come after you. And I will tell you to speak Thai better.
Yeah.
Learn Thai.
I got some comment like, please fix your English before you have a gut to have an English podcast. I was like, okay.
Oh my gosh. Who is that? Dick Wayne.
I was like, okay. So, but anyway, have a good day. Have a good night. Have a good life. Have a good
weekend.
Weekend. Okay. Thank you, Serena. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening.
Do not forget to click subscribe, comment down below, and share this podcast to your friends. I love you, bitch.